With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com. Or download the WynnBET app. Start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party, April 1st, 7:30 p.m. SGP will be in the Ice House in Los Angeles. So come hang out with the crew. All the info you need is at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. And we are back with the NBA Gambling Podcast, Part 2 edition. Looky, looky here. What do we have? We have the Milwaukee Bucks traveling to the Utah Jazz in Utah, laying 9.5 points. The Jazz are plus 9.5. Home dog, 236.5 is the total injury report for these two teams, and you have Chris Middleton, Jay Crowder, Myers Leonard, and Gordon Dragic all out for this game. Utah Jazz, you have Lauri Markkanen, Jordan Clarkson, Rudy Gay out. Johnny Juzang is questionable, actually.
UCLA could have used him yesterday.
Yeah, that scoring drought was just – I'm really, like, sick about that. I had them
– I'm disgusted.
I had a UCLA – in UCLA national championship future. I had them in the brackets. I had a lot of stock in UCLA, even with the injuries, and I got let down. All right. 9.5 with Utah. I mean,
are you taking it even though they're missing a lot of key pieces?
Yes. Okay. Yes. 1,000 times. Yes. There's been so many times that they've been missing pieces and they still found ways to get it done. I'm not afraid of doing it. I'm really not. And I mean, look, you're missing Chris Middleton, Jay Crowder. Like, those are two really good pieces. Even Dragic has been getting minutes. Like, those are some depth pieces for this Milwaukee team. So I think that they can really have some issues coming off the bench. And don't sleep on the bigs for Utah with Walker Kessler and Azubuike coming off the bench as well. Like, they can fill the lane. There can be a little bit of struggle for some points inside the paint there. I'm not going to say that they're about to stop Giannis, but I think they can slow anybody else down that's trying to get some easy points. Kelly Olynyk there, too. I'm not even talking about him defensively, but the fact that he just finds ways to help put points. He can stretch the floor, get help, try to draw some of those guys outside of the paint. I'll be betting his three-point prop today as well. You're probably getting that at plus money. So, I mean, there's so many ways that people have just stepped up for Utah and made these games close. And that 27-10-1 against the spread as an underdog is just really hard to ignore. Like, really, really hard to ignore. I can't go against it. We've been riding the train all season. I'm going to keep enjoying it. I'm just going to keep enjoying it. So Utah is 10-1 ATS this season as a home underdog. 10-1. I'm not bucking the trend.
They've only been a home underdog 11 times.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
And that's how that, I mean, but remember, it was such a quick.
They overreacted.
They overreacted for a very long time. So they were favored in a lot of those games. And that's the games that we were getting, you know, the best price. And that's where we were fading them as a favorite. So, yeah, no, I'm really, really good on Milwaukee. I just have to go with my guys. I don't care if I lose. I have to go with my guys. Utah plus 9.5. Little Salt Bay sprinkle on the money line.
Yeah, I unfortunately made the mistake of backing Utah as a favorite last game against Portland. That did not go well.
I told you it was a letdown spot. It was a letdown spot.
I can't even say it was a letdown spot because Utah just sucked defensively. I actually don't know what Utah is even doing defensively. Have you watched the Jazz in the past week?
Yeah.
They only play a 2-3 zone.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening with this defense. And Portland, you mentioned the paint defense and how they have, of course, Kessler, who might win a defensive player or two of the year award. They gave up 66 points in the paint to Portland. 66. I watched it. It was awful. They couldn't stop anybody. I'm going to lean to Utah in principle. It's probably going to bury me.
Yes.
I'd rather take the over. My compromise is the over because I really don't see Milwaukee not being able to score in this game. I just think Utah can potentially keep pace here. I am all over every Giannis prop you can possibly think of. I think Giannis is going to murder this entire team. I think he goes for 40, 15, and maybe 10. He might have a triple-double tonight. But from what I saw with Utah against Portland last game, with the zone defense or whatever the hell they're trying to do on defense, they are handing out dunks every possession. Not to mention Giannis overpowering everybody. And now you have Middleton out, so Giannis is going to have to shoot more. Giannis might score 50 tonight. I'm not even exaggerating. He might have an absolute just domination in this game. Give me every Giannis prop over. I think he kills this team. But I'm going to lean to Utah because it's fun.
I am on the assist for sure. And
I think triple-double is probably worth a look too. But Giannis, if he chooses to shoot the ball 25 times, he'll go to the line double-digit times, and he'll probably score 45.
I think Hardy is going to have, you know, somewhat of a game plan. Like, he came from Boston. They, you know, had those battles. I'm sure he has somewhat of a game plan. Whether it works or not is up to the players. But
I'm just saying they've been playing.
I think he'll have a game plan. So
for the last week and a half,
I think that Giannis will have a good game scoring for a certain portion. And then that's why I got to the assist, because I think that at some point they're going to adjust and Giannis is going to find open shooters and he's going to rack up assists. I really do think a triple-double is in the cards for Giannis tonight. Moonoff said since 2003, the Bucks are 1-18 straight up, 2-16-1 against the spread in Utah. He even broke it down to since 2016, and this is the height of the Bucks dynasty that they have going on right now. 1-5 straight up, 1-4-1 against the spread in Utah.
Giannis's ERA, by the way, is 50.5.
No, in Utah. Sorry.
No, Giannis's PRA is 50.5. Triple doubles only 650 as well. I don't know if I can take that. I think he's got a decent shot at it, but 650?
I think the thing that's really going to screw them is if Walker Kessler gets into foul trouble. Like, that's what's going to screw them. If he gets
I like Kessler
foul trouble,
a lot, but I watched them play a zone. They gave up 66 to Portland. Like, he's a great defensive player, but when he's not solely matching up in the paint and they have him side to side in the zone, you go to the other side. And Kessler's out of position. That's how Portland killed this team. I think you're going to see Giannis have a big game. The thing is, you mentioned Giannis potentially resting. Can he rest if we think Utah covers the spread? Doesn't that imply the game's actually close?
Yeah. So Giannis can't rest.
That's what I'm saying.
Giannis
if you think
have
Utah's going to keep it close, then that means Giannis is still going to play north of 30 minutes.
There's a lot of props I like in this game. I just love this game. All right. Real quick on the total, 236.5. We're both on the over. That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
For the
Giannis
props,
40 plus is plus 390. Like, I know you said he might sit, but 390. I mean,
I didn't even say he might sit. I think that is just more of there's going to be like some at some point it's going to be an adjustment. And I think he's just going to become more of a willing passer. But I still think that he can easily get to the 30, even 40 points. Like, I really, you're not going to sit here and tell him. I could honestly go through every team in the league and I can sit there. You can tell me, hey, Giannis could score 40 tonight. And I'd be like, yeah, probably can. Like, he's unguardable.
390, though? People might be right that he maybe gets a little extra rest because they got Jokic on deck. But they are still competing for the one seed, right? I mean, do we think they automatically just look ahead to the Denver game?
I think it's a slight look ahead for sure, and that's why they don't cover the spread. But I'm almost positive that Giannis still has a pretty good game. Like,
if you want, I might really annoy a bunch of people because we've seen it all season long. But are we sure Giannis doesn't go crazy? They beat Utah and then they bench half the team against Denver.
No,
we've seen it. Just gonna throw it out there. We've seen it this season. A lot of teams on national TV games will just bench half the team because they had an easy win the day prior. Just saying, it's possible. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Well, y'all will talk about it tomorrow. All right. Kelly Olynyk, over 1.5 threes, minus 120. That actually has no more plus money on it. Wow, that sucks. All right. And neither does Obagi, over 2.5 and minus 125. Wow, you guys really suck.
That was brutal.
That was a fun run.
By the way, Obagi had 2 3-pointers in like the first 5 minutes against Portland. He didn't hit another one for the rest of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun time getting those at plus money. I still like Olynyk, though. I think Olynyk could have a really good game today. Olynyk strikes me as somebody that has a 20-point game today.
Okay.
Just because he's going to stretch the floor on the outside, and they're gonna give him a couple of 3-point shots, and he's going to knock them down. Where is THT assist? How much can I get on his assist today? 5.5 at plus 110. I like that. I'll add that to my card. Giannis triple-double is 5-1. That sucks.
It's 5-1, but I found a 650.
Okay. That's better. Still sucks.
I can try to look around and see if I find anything better, but I'm assuming it's going to be 650.
That assist prop I was talking about was at 6.5. That's actually like higher than I thought it was.
It's higher, but Middleton being out, they're assuming he's going to have the ball. I mean, do you pivot to a Jrue Holiday double-double? Like, I'm trying to think of how you want to extract the most value out of this.
Holiday. I mean, Holiday's assist is at 8.5 at plus 110. So his double double should be a pretty solid price. Yeah, I can buy Jrue Holiday. All right, Jrue Holiday double double.
I'm just quickly seeing if I could find a better price on Giannis triple double. I highly doubt it, but it's worth a shot.
Let's go. Brook Lopez blocks as
well. Oh boy, I found a Giannis triple double at 13-1. I gotta lock that in.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a second. I gotta lock that into my personal card. Yeah. Even if it loses, if you shop around enough, you occasionally find a book that gives you the dumbest odds possible. I'm getting 2x the amount of value. I have to take Giannis triple-double at 13-1. I don't even care. That's an autoplay as far as I'm concerned.
Brook Lopez over 2.5 blocks at plus 125. That's good.
I just hope I can actually bet this. 13-1. Wow. Okay. Always shop your lines, people. Always shop your lines.
When the time comes, Azubuike, I'm gonna bet him as well. He's at he's not at anything, but when they throw his prop up there, because I think there is a possibility that he gets more minutes if Walker Kessler gets into trouble today. So I think that he could have a good rebounding day. All right. Before we get to the next game of slate, let me talk to you about the presenting sponsor of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, and that is WynnBET. Look, live in Massachusetts, you have the WynnBET Win Hour. We talked about all this stuff, guys. You know, sign up today, get a special offer, bet $100, get $100 limited to state availability. You can use that for March Madness. You can use that for the WynnBET Win Hour from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can use that for the DGEN Long Shot Parlay of the Week, where if you hit the parlay with the longest odds, even if it's just a dollar, the longest odds, you get $1,000 free credit. So much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app. All subject change terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 older and present state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And you have a couple of watch parties coming up for us. The Final Four watch party, April 1st, 7:30 p.m. at the Ice House in Pasadena, California. Link up with the SGP guys, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse for that registration. And the Masters watch party, enter the Golf Gambling Podcast contest. That's the word I'm looking for. Contest. Hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim for the Masters. 3-night stay at Circa Las Vegas. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't want a contest, you can still get a discounted room at SGP15. Promo code SGP15. This is for Circa Las Vegas and Stadium Swim. All right. Next game on the slate, we have the Philadelphia 76ers going to play the Golden State Warriors in Golden State. Golden State opened up as a 2.5-point favorite. They are now at minus 5.5. 234.5 is the total. That's come up 1 point. Injury report for these two teams. And for the 76ers, you have Joel Embiid, who's questionable with the calf injury. James Harden, who's questionable with that Achilles. And Jalen McDaniels, who is questionable with the hip. And for the Golden State Warriors, we know you're not going to see Wiggins. And Gary Payton's actually ramping up production. He's not there yet, but it looks like he's coming back in the next week or so. Iguodala, Ryan Rollins, yeah, you know, blah, blah. So relatively healthy for Golden State. I mean, Golden State is back at home.
We'll start with this. Do we think Harden and Dash or Embiid actually play?
I think the perfect situation is Embiid plays, Harden doesn't. But I think
Harden's not going to play.
I hope Harden doesn't play. I just don't think he's there. From what we saw,
the under on everything for Harden.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. So I mean, we're going to cash regardless. But
he can't move. He has an Achilles injury. He can't use one of his legs. Like I'll take the under if he plays.
But I will entertain a thought of betting the 76ers in this game if Harden doesn't play. But if Harden does play, I'm not entertaining it at all. I'm going Warriors.
I'm on the Warriors anyway. I think
and McDaniels, like, chance. Let's not sleep on McDaniels being that questionable tag on him either. I'm watching that to make sure he plays as well. That's their best defender.
Yeah. And PJ Tucker's been banged up too lately. The whole team is on the verge of, I don't want to say resting people. I mean, Tucker's healthy now, but he's battled some injuries this season. Philly, they ended up getting back on track against Chicago last time out, but Harden didn't play. Embiid did, but he wasn't that effective. He didn't need to be because they were up by 30 basically at halftime. But the fact that Embiid's dealing with some tightness in his calf and with his injury history, there is a chance that maybe you limit him moving forward to make sure that he's fully healthy for the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
I do think there's a bigger chance than people think of Harden and Embiid not playing tonight. But if I had to guess, Embiid plays, Harden doesn't, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I think. Did you see the odds for MVP and how they shifted? They dropped 100.
Yeah, Embiid went from like -260 to -160.
Yeah, it dropped a dollar off of him missing a half, and so that's kind of telling.
No, that's actually telling when you think about it, because Jokic had a pretty good game against Washington, but it wasn't good enough where you're like 50-point triple-double. It does seem like a lot of people are kind of pivoting because they think Embiid might be missing some games here. I think he should miss some games. I think Philly's got more important things to worry about.
I think he doesn't allow him. He is a prideful guy. If he can go, he's going, and he's going to make sure that you can't take anything from him, say he missed these couple games of the season.
Okay, but even if he does, are we sure that he's going to be able to put up even close to normal production? A calf injury is kind of a big deal.
I guess Golden State, I'm not worried.
If it was
a tougher matchup, I'd be a little concerned. But I think one leg Embiid against Golden State's front court is pretty still tapped in for at least 25.
That's a good game, but I'm just saying Golden State's going to make him run up and down the court. I think it's going to be very difficult for him to actually move conditioning wise if he's dragging one leg.
Which is why I'm on over, because I think that he's going to not try at all on the defensive end, but he's going to put that effort to make sure he has a solid game, and you can't take anything on the offensive end. So, but it's really, for me, it's just James Harden. Like, if James Harden plays, I just cannot see a situation where Philly ends up winning this game.
With the line movement, I really think Embiid might not play either. I actually did a podcast talking about this game yesterday. I said I think Embiid's not going to play.
Yeah.
The line's moved. Once again, it's not like a simple injury that's going to go away quickly. Calf tightness, that's one of those like sketchy injuries where you don't know how long it's actually going to be there for. And you got the playoffs right around the corner. You got an Achilles injury for Harden. They might just try to give them extra rest to keep them healthy. I think Embiid, the more that I think about it, I think the less I actually have faith in him playing in this game. So I'm on Golden
State. Why don't we just bet Golden State to win by 11?
Give me Golden State and give me Maxey props.
Yeah.
Like, Maxey needs an excuse to shoot the ball 20 times.
What's Golden State's win margin? But Golden State is coming up. Was that a long road trip that Golden State was on?
Relatively, yeah. They have five straight games at home now, but they did just play five straight on the road, I think.
Oh, yeah, that is. Oh, man, I really don't like that first home game. People be over, feel like they be feeling themselves. But let me see this one. What's that? 11 plus. Do we have any player props? Oh, it's only plus 180. That's not enough. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, we don't have any Philly props here. I was hoping to get maybe a maxi 30 piece if I could bet that now, because if I really think Harden and Embiid are not going to play, Maxie might just chuck the ball 25 times.
I mean, if you, I hope that at least one of them does play, so they undervalue Maxie, and we still get that 30 piece. Maxie is score. He didn't give it for me last game. I think.
Well, it wasn't like his fault. They were up 30, but he had like 15 points in the first like 10 minutes.
I'm going. Give me Maxie. Maxie's going to score 30 today. That Golden State. Who's guarding him? Who's guarding him? Clay. No. Okay. He'll cook Clay. I mean, who's yep. there's nobody in the backcourt that can guard him. Maxie's scoring 30 today. That's probably one of my favorite plays today. Maxie 30 plus whatever that line is going to be at. All right, I'm on over. Are you on over?
Yeah, I'm on the over. I think Golden State's going to play fast. I think Philly's going to bench their two slower paced players, and they'll end up playing a massive up tempo game. I'm on the over. I think Golden State wins.
All right. Let's see here. Let's just. Sony Brothers and Jason Goble. And
Paul JT Reed double double if Embiid doesn't play.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 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 The most underutilized player in NBA.
Before I forgot, I had to mention Paul Reed double double.
Brothers 31 and 24 to the over. Where's other Goble at?
I'm going to ask, how much do the minor refs matter, or does it mostly just depend on who's the crew chief?
I don't know. We haven't been tracking this enough.
Yeah, we got to find some data.
Let's start tracking. All right, let's start tracking this. Starting today for the rest of the season, that's going to give us like a 10-game sample size, 8 to 10-game sample size on each team. And then we'll be able to, so the refs will have about, that's enough sample size from now to the end of the season. And we'll
I'm just
be
curious how
playoffs.
Much the small refs actually have a say in how the game gets officiated, or if the crew chief says, listen, we're calling these reaches every time. And he's like, all right, cool. They just follow the orders of what the crew chief wants.
It's all right. I'm going to find a ref, and I am going to have a nice conversation with them. And then they're going to tell me everything we need to know. So
we're getting Scott Foster on the pod?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I feel like if we sent out requests to the refs, they would take the opportunity to tell their truth. Like these guys are very, very prideful.
The NBA would immediately shut that down. We'll try to get Donaghy on the pod.
I'm sending the email right now to Donaghy. Donaghy is 100% coming on the pod. He's 100% coming on the pod. Oh, man. Let me tip around some contacts. Maybe we can see if Donaghy wants to make an appearance. All right. Prop wise, anything else that we haven't talked about prop wise you like?
Just saying. That's a thought.
We haven't said much for Golden State players. Anything Golden State wise you like?
It's tricky because we think Golden State could bury this team if you end up seeing Philly bench half their guys. But I do think at the end of the day, Curry should have a big game. Clay threes. I mean, you're going with the usual suspects here. I'm trying to think of anybody else to pivot to. Poole you want to take, but he's going to just I don't know if you can trust him on a game in game out basis.
I mean, if I play Poole, the only way I'm playing Poole is like somebody just said in chat. It scrolled up. I'm sorry, I don't know who it was, but if I play Poole, I'm playing Poole, and I'm playing him with parlaying him with whatever the highest spread that I can take Golden State to. Because that's how Poole gets in the game and gets some easy shots and some buckets, is if he is a blowout and he's just forced to be on the court because you're not playing Steph and Clay and you got to put somebody else back out there. So why not? Jordan Poole, go out there, get your confidence back and score some extra points.
I think I'm pivoting to DiVincenzo for role players. He's been good for that team.
Yes. Jordan Poole's been very frustrating. All right. DiVincenzo, 10 points is plus 120.
Didn't he have like 4 threes last game? Or like 5 threes last game?
15 points for DiVincenzo is plus 650. Jesus Christ. Like he can be. Oh, no. You got to play that.
I'm just saying.
Could be a blowout and DiVincenzo is going to be out there.
Even if it's not a blowout, he played 36 minutes against Atlanta. 22, 19, 14 in the last couple of games. But those games were somewhat close. is DiVincenzo part of like the backup unit, kind of?
Yeah, I would.
He's kind of a tweener.
I mean, he's like Josh Hart for the
That's fair. I'm just saying, last game, 4 for 10 from three, which tells me two things. One, he made 4 threes. Two, he attempted 10 three-pointers. They gave him 10 threes?
Yeah.
And 15 plus is in the 6-to-1 range?
DiVincenzo plus 120 for 10, plus 650 for 15. Like that. Come on, guys.
If you attempt 10 three-pointers in your last game playing, he attempted 10 threes in 24 minutes. You know how crazy that is? That is wild.
All right, let's move on. Next game of the slate, that was just insane. That pissed me off for him. Hey, Dante DiVincenzo, if you're listening to this, I would go crazy just because they're disrespecting you. Like, I wouldn't take
me personally.
That. I mean, like, I wouldn't let that slide at all. So I would go out there and drop 20, to be honest. But that's just me. I don't know. Maybe you're not built like me. All right, next game of the slate, we have the Sacramento Kings hosting the Phoenix Suns. Line opened up at 3.5. I've actually seen this line move to 4, 4.5. Now it's back at 3.5. 239 is the total. Injury report for these two teams. And we have for the Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton is still out with that hip injury. You know, Kevin Durant's done for a little bit more. And for the Kings, Kevin Huerter is questionable. With the D, he practiced in full on Thursday, so
they've been so could be bad playing today. Him.
Could play. I mean, it's simple for me. Beam Phoenix, they're six games without Kevin Durant. They are 1-5 straight up, 0-6 against the spread. I mean, the public is on Phoenix. It looks like even some sharp money has come on Phoenix, and that's why that line moved back down to 3.5. 69% of the bet, 75% of the money is on Phoenix. I'm really good, yo. I'm really good. I want to take Sacramento at home.
My concern has been the defense, and that was an issue for the entire season. It's not anything new, but you have 128 to Utah. Markkanen didn't even play in that game. They gave up 128 points. And they gave up 132 to Boston. Phoenix hasn't been good lately. I'll toss the Lakers game in the garbage because that's Scott Foster out of their control situation there. So I'm not going to factor that in. But I see a lot of points in this game. I like the over. I think I'm going to lean to Sacramento, but it's mostly concerning to me that Sacramento is laying three. Like, I really wanted Phoenix, based on reputation, to be favored in this game. So Sacramento laying three without Huerter doesn't exactly make me feel great about the situation. But Phoenix has really not been good lately.
They haven't covered a spread.
I know. I think I'm going to lean to Sacramento, but I really don't feel great about it. We got another Monty Williams referee rant after the Lakers game. Well-deserved, by the way. Lakers outshot them 46-20 in free throw attempts.
I mean, we knew that. It was Scott Foster. We knew that was going to happen.
I was going to say, though, Reeves had what? 15 free throw attempts? 12 free throw attempts? Reeves?
He had all the free throw attempts that Anthony Davis was supposed to have.
I don't know how he gets more free throw attempts than Curry, but that's a separate story. I'm going to lean Sacramento at home. It's a game that both teams kind of need to have. Sacramento's been slumping, but they're five games up in the division. They kind of have the division wrapped up already. I see a lot of points, so I don't mind Booker props, Fox props, basic stuff. But I'm going to lean Sacramento. Ayton has historically been really, really good against the Kings, and the Kings can't guard him. Now you're using Biyombo, who realistically has no offensive talent at all. Uh-huh. I think Ayton being out is actually a big deal for the Suns here. I'm going to go with the
Kings. It is. It's too much offense that's gone. Think of it.
I got to read it. I mean, we talked about numbers, it. Though, against the Kings.
We talked about it. Ayton is out. And now the Kevin Durant train. So you don't have Bridges' offense. You don't have Cam Johnson's offense. Like, you're missing so much offense on this team, and that's why they've been so bad recently. Like, I get that, and probably we can get some cheap props on some role players for Phoenix just because Sacramento is so bad defensively. Some role players are going to have a good game today. But, man, with how De'Aaron Fox takes over a fourth quarter, I mean, in term of the show, because we pick every game against spread, I'm taking the Kings -3.5, but how do I not just take some prop and Kings on the money line and just say that De'Aaron Fox is going to take over the fourth quarter and make sure that they win the game?
Yeah, I think I'd rather play this like Fox 20 plus points and Kings money line, and that's like minus 120. Like, I'd rather take that. I don't feel great about the spread, but I do want to read off the eight numbers against Sacramento because I knew he was good against Sacramento, but I got to read these off. These numbers are kind of nuts against the Kings. So for starters, he has had a double-double against Sacramento in eight straight games. Mm-hmm. 22-12, 29-11, 17-12, 12-10, 21-21, 26-11, 11-15. He's been nuts against the Kings, and you're replacing with Biombo. So I'm going to go with the Kings here. I feel better about the money line, but I like the over. I see points. You mentioned a role player having a good game here. I'm looking up Biombo double-double because the rebounds should be there. The question is points.
All right.
Biombo double-doubles plus 550.
Bro, he sucks.
I know, he's so bad. He sucks.
I don't like, I'm letting you get your rocks off, and I'll let you take your victory lap if you get it right, but I'm good on Biombo. He sucks, man.
He doesn't attempt any shots, but, I mean, the argument is, who's the other options? You got, like, Landale getting minutes? Who else?
I would much rather take Landale than Biombo, honestly. At least when I see Landale on the court, I'd be like, all right, he does some, like, Biombo is just a tall guy that's kind of runs around. He airballed a free throw the other day. Like, I'm really good on Biombo. All right. Before we get into the rest of the games.
For starting center, I'm just saying, it's 550. Like, I don't mind that price.
Nah, I wouldn't mind the price if it was literally any other starting center in the league. Okay, Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. You can play college pick-em contests. You still have a bunch of NBA action that you can get down. They have college basketball player props as well. So look for a Kalkbrenner tonight. I expect Kalkbrenner to have a really, really good game.
He better have Princeton. A big game against Princeton.
Just load me up on Kalkbrenner props tonight. Head over to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's promo code SGPN at underdogfantasy.com.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
All right. Chicago Bulls are laying 2.5 points on the road against the Portland Trail Blazers. Line opened up minus one Portland, and it flipped almost immediately to minus 2.5. Chicago, and it stayed true there. 226 is the total. That stayed true as well. For the injury report for these two teams, we have for the Chicago Bulls, DeMar DeRozan is questionable with a quad injury. Alex Caruso is questionable with the foot. Javonte Green is probable with the knee. And for the Portland Trailblazers, Dame Lillard is probable with the calf injury. You're not going to see Anthony Simons or Jeremy Grant in this game. You have a questionable tag on Nurkic for a knee and a questionable tag on Nazir Little for a concussion. Yeah, let's just go ahead and take Chicago and just move on.
Portland screwed me last game. So they're destined to lose this game by 15. Right? I mean, the only thing I like about Portland now is the fact that Lillard, I guess, has another game before getting shut down, and they've actually given Sharp a bunch of minutes because of all the injuries they've had. Sharp looked really good against Utah. He looked really good. I'm hoping they'll keep letting him cook. Yeah, I don't really see much else changing here. I'll lean to Chicago, I guess. I don't feel great. I'm not going to bet on this game. If you want to bet on it, go to a meeting.
Yeah, I'm really good on betting Chicago. But, I mean, yeah, just give me Chicago 2.5. All right, 226 is the total.
Over. I'm on the over. That's really all I kind of like. They played once this season back in February. Game landed 250, no overtime. I see points. Portland's not going to guard anybody. Offensively, they're pretty good. But Chicago had a couple of ugly games there against Philly. Philly plays a slower brand. They're a good defensive team. I see this being a lot more up-tempo, and I see a lot of another over. We like a lot of overs tonight.
Yeah.
I could see a LaVine 40-piece. I could see a DeRozan 30-piece. I could see a LaVine – I could see a Lillard 40-piece. I see a lot of points. I'm on the over.
Yeah.
This feels low, doesn't it? I figured this total would blindly be in the 230s.
So my concern is that there's no movement at all. Like, there's no movement at all on here, and – I mean, there's two different sides. You have the public that is on the over, and you have the sharps that are putting their money on the under. But the line hasn't moved. Like, if the sharps are really putting their money on the under, that line would have moved something. But the line hasn't moved. So I really think that is nobody knows what to do. That's why just don't bet this game. Just don't bet this game. Or if you do, just go for props. And if for any props, I mean, Vucevic, yeah.
I like a little double-double as well.
Who else is scoring? I mean, well, yeah, okay, maybe if you get Shady and Sharp some more minutes, then I go, and Cam Reddish could. All right. I can be talked into a little double-double.
Is this a good matchup for Nurkic? Are we ready to have this dangerous conversation? I think it's a decent matchup, at least on the boards. There are, like, no props available for this game.
Nurkic versus, yeah, because that injury report was gnarly.
Lillard's over-under, by the way, is 35.5. Nurkic is questionable. He might not even play.
All right, so Nurkic versus Vucevic game log. We got 11-4, 16-13, 18-10, 9-11.
I was kind of looking at double-double as my main option.
12-12.
There,
yeah, so you got in, what's this? 6 games against Vucevic in Portland. He's had a double-double in 4 of them.
Okay.
But he's only played against him one time while he was in Chicago, and that was the 11-4 game.
By the way, I see DeRozan is questionable. If DeRozan ends up not playing, I will just assume LaVine takes 25 shots, and I'll probably just assume he goes for 40. Right?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't need an excuse to shoot more, but if DeRozan's out, he's going to shoot more. So LaVine points and threes, I'll probably pivot to.
Yeah. All right. I'm good. That's an ugly, ugly game.
Very.
Watch Portland mess around and win. Watch. All right. Oklahoma City Thunder going to play the Los Angeles Lakers. This is their third game in L.A. in 4 nights.
Yeah,
third game in L.A. in 4 nights. Lakers are laying 5.5. 232.5 is the total. That's come up 2 points from 230.5. That 5.5 stayed true from open. For the Oklahoma City Thunder, we have, well, you're not going to know much because they played last night, but I did see something that said that SGA could play. Even though, you know, he hasn't played back-to-backs, I don't think, since the All-Star break, and they said that he wouldn't. But now, I guess, because they know that they're literally on the outside looking into the play-in, and the Lakers are in the play-in. So this is a really, really big game that you need to win to flip you and the Lakers standing is in the play-in. So it would be very, very smart to play SGA. And honestly, if they sit SGA, they're tanking. That's clearly what it is. If they say SGA this game, they're tanking. Like, there's no.
They were like the 7th seed going into yesterday's game. Can they tank? They're kind of in too deep at this point, aren't they?
I think they are, but I mean, if SGA does not play this game, I cannot bet OKC for the rest of the year. I can't. That is terrible. All right,
OKC has been very good historically against the Lakers, but
yeah,
the fact that like Shea is questionable for a game that has pretty heavy implications on the standings.
Like, it just makes me think that they're going to flip the script and not play him. Hopefully the questionable tag is like a hey, he might not play. Maybe you should game plan for Isaiah Joe or something.
I'm just saying the fact that it's even a discussion, despite
it should not be a discussion.
It's a red flag for me.
It's honestly just because he's young. I truly think it's just because he's a young player in the league. I think if he was 30, he would go in there and be like, I'm playing. There's no way I'm not playing. And they would listen to him. But because he's a young guy, they feel like they know what's best for him or something like that. Whatever. Finish out the injury report. Anthony Davis is probable. You all knew that. Other than that, everything else is good for Lakers. No Mo Bamba, no LeBron James. I'd have no idea what to do with this because I have no idea what to do with SGA. If SGA plays, then I feel like I'm on the OKC. But if he doesn't play, I'm clearly on the Lakers.
I'm rooting for the Thunder because I really want this team to actually get into the playoffs. But with Shea talking about how he could play, and it's such a meaningful game, the fact that we're even having this language and everything like that,
stupid.
I'm kind of just leaning to the Lakers. Something seems very fishy about this game, doesn't it?
I think that it's so stupid. What are you injury managing him for if your season is going to be over?
Oh,
you have nothing
stupid.
To manage him for if the season is going to
but
be
But even
over.
The game yesterday, right? Like, Paul George injured. They just beat the Clippers. Clippers are favored in that game by 3, and they buried the crap out of him. Like, something fishy is going on with OKC lines. I'm a bit concerned by it.
Oh, no, I knew. Well, I knew that it was clearly going to be, you know.
I didn't think they'd get buried.
Yeah, I thought they were going to get buried. I knew. Yeah, because it was the back-to-back game set, and Paul George just went down, and what we thought possibly could have been season-ending, and it is season-ending for him, that was 100% a get-up spot for them. And
you could argue it was a get-up. I didn't think they'd lose by 20-plus points. They no-showed the game.
The back-to-back game set, like, it's still the Clippers. They're very, very spiteful. Like, that's not surprising to me at all. That doesn't have any question mark for me in terms of OKC lines. My only concern is that because I think the Lakers should be favored regardless, but like
it should be like 3-5.5 is huge.
If SGA plays, it definitely goes back down. And this is kind of telling me that SGA is not playing, but if SGA doesn't play, they should get buried. They should get buried because it truly just means that they're just deciding that we're giving up on the playoffs.
I don't know how the rest of the team is supposed to get up for these meaningful games when the front office is telling their best player, when you're competing for a playoff spot or a play-in spot, listen, we don't really care. Like, how are you supposed to motivate your players if the front office is waving the flag on some games? For the end of the day, I'm going to lean to the Lakers because I think this line stinks, and I think there's a decent chance that either Shea doesn't play or he plays briefly and plays like 20-something minutes. I think I like the under in Shea props, honestly. Like, I really don't think the Thunder are going to give him a full workload in this game based on the language that they're using surrounding his status for this game.
I'm not. I ain't.
I said I'm thinking about it.
I'm
going to lean to the Lakers, but something about this injury status does seem extremely sketchy, so I'm going to lean to the Lakers. Plus, Austin Reeves is going to the free throw line 15 times a game. That's a conspiracy.
It's a catch-22 for me. I don't even think that's the right saying, but whatever. If SGA plays, I'm going OKC.
If SGA doesn't play, I'm
going for Lakers. Yeah, so yeah. Super easy.
I'm on the over anyway.
Four teams with a 36-37 record in the Western Conference: the Mavericks, Lakers, Pelicans, and Thunder. Minnesota's 37-37. Utah's 35-37. So, all right. Total 232.5.
Over.
Yeah.
Just even if Shea doesn't play, the pace
just give me a crazy. Just give me a Lakers team total over. I feel good about that regardless. Lakers team total over.
I can't ignore the fact that the free throw disparity in their games has been so huge that I just assume the Lakers are going to get the benefit of the whistle every time.
Yeah. I'm 232.5 every single time. What? Who's the rest for this game?
You have David Guthrie. By the way, Reeves double-double again. I know it's unlikely, but still. Double-double for Reeves, 11-1.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a high total. 11-1?
Guthrie's 29-21-1 to the home team against the spread.
Do you have the over-under?
26-24.
Okay. That's basically
117.9 points per game.
Do you want to take a flyer on Reeves double-double?
I feel like if I say it, he's not going to get it.
It's fair. I'm not sure if he's going to get it either, but 11 to 1 for a guy who
just got. I'm going to just go back to Vanderbilt. I'm going to just go back to Vanderbilt. Or at least 10, at the very least, 10 plus rebounds for Vanderbilt.
It is really a good matchup for Reeves to get a bunch of assists because you're hoping AD walks into 30 points. Yeah. You never know with AD, which is why a lot of
people. But it's like you never know you never know who the person feeding AD the ball is going to be. Like it could be D'Lo, it could be freaking Schroeder off the bench, and he has a 10 assist day. Like,
yeah.
AD is just pipeline for everybody else. But yeah, his basic assist prop at 5.5, I like
11 to 1 though. I might throw that in something. A 2-pick long shot parlay, like $25 to win a grand. Maybe I'll throw that in there.
Vanderbilt's double-double number keeps getting bigger, and I'm going to just keep betting it.
Because he can't score. I mean, the rebounds are going to be there most of the time. He just doesn't look at the rim.
I know.
But it's a good matchup for him because the Thunder are horrible on the glass. So you could get a lot of putbacks for
That's what I'm hoping for, Vanderbilt. Offensive rebounds, and he scores like that. All right. Anything else you got?
No. I just see points in this game. Do you want to make a giddy triple-double case?
If SGA doesn't play, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. We're going to our lock-in dog. This is a huge slate.
I don't remember what the hell we even like. There's so many games on the card.
I know. All right. Let's see here. For my lock, I am going to... do I do Sacramento?
Take Detroit.
That's how I do it. All right. Yep. Lock. 14 plus 14.5 with the Detroit Pistons. Easy. Plus 14.5 with the Detroit Pistons. That is my lock. For my dog, we are going with the money line. It's plus 260 for the San Antonio Spurs. Thank you, Scott. That is it. I was just about to make the Spurs plus 8 my lock, but no, that's how I would much rather do that. So plus 14.5 for Detroit. That's my lock. Spurs plus 260 is the dog. And what player prop? Oh, yeah, Jalen Duran.
Oh, we're throwing double-double. Props too. You want to do a lock dog and a prop?
Oh, yeah, I'm still. I mean, we did really good last time we did it with that 10 game slate. I don't want to mess the juju up because I got that Bobby Portis at 3-1 double double. So I'm coming back, and whatever I get Duran at for that double double price, I'm playing it. I don't have it up here, but Bagley and Wiseman are in like the 2-1 range and they're starting. So I could be like 3-1, maybe close to 4-1. That's what I'm on. Yeah. Give me Durant. He's going to get the matchup on coming off the bench. He is going to get the matchup. All right. What are you doing?
All right. So for me, for the lock, I really wanted to take Detroit too. 14.5 is so crazy. Yeah, you know what? Let's live a little bit. This might age horribly. I'll go with Detroit plus the 14.5. We'll double lock the Pistons. All right. It's a dangerous, slippery slope we're going on, but I can't lay 14.5 with Toronto and Detroit historically with Dwayne Casey or whatever angle you want to use. They've been very good against Toronto historically speaking. So I'll go with Detroit.
And guess what? We still don't know if Scotty Barnes and Gary Trent Jr. are going to play. They didn't play in the last game. They didn't practice yesterday. They could very well not play. And then that's just even more like, what?
I'm just saying, right. if Toronto covers the spread with Van Vliet attempting 20-plus shots, I'll take my chances. Let's put it that way. So give me Detroit plus the 14.5 as my lock.
Matter of fact, do we have props? Did we have props in that game already?
Well, we mentioned Duran, but we didn't have lines on that yet. We talked about Wiseman double-double potential.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Van Fleet's number is at 22.5 right now. His 35 plus points is 12-1. That is the only way they cover 14.5. So if you want to be a gardener and hedge, you just hedge it with his 35 plus points because that means that he had an efficient day with those 20-25 shots he's taking. And that's the only way possible I can see them covering 14.5 is that he went crazy for three quarters.
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm also looking potentially. Nah, you know what? No, I'm not a fan of it. I thought about maybe Ivy double double at 14-1, but I see Wiseman double doubles plus 250.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's kind of wild. All right.
That's anyway, why I so think Durant is going to be a huge price when it comes up.
My lock's going to be the Pistons plus 14.5. My dog. How nuts do I want to go with this one? This might sound like the dumbest play of all time, but you know what? We're going to have some fun. We like a lot of we have a prop section too. I'm going to go with the Spurs money line. But honorable mention for the Hornets money line at 7-1.
So did you just take the same lock and dog as me? That's bad.
I did. But I thought you took first half.
No, I took the full game.
I thought you said you were purposefully staying away from the Spurs full game because you thought they might punt the game in the second half.
Yeah, but that was until they went and outscored the Hawks by like 30-something in the second half. And then I said, all right, well, I'm pivoting. If you're taking a full game, I'm pivoting to the 2-1 first half because there's no way we can take the same lock and dog. That is bad.
Honorable mention, Hornets money line at like 7 or 8-1. Honorable mention. Going to throw that out there. We'll see what happens. But maybe Gordon Hayward has a game. Who knows? Yeah. But anyway, that's going to be my dog. And for the prop that I like a lot of props. I mean, the Reeves double-double is tempting. I mentioned Giannis triple-double with 13-1, which is interesting. You know what? I'm going to go back to that Pistons game. I can't ignore it. Wiseman double-double staring me in the face. 250? Really? I mean, sure. I feel like I got to take that. Wiseman's been really good lately, and people might think negatively about him because of how badly it failed in Golden State, but I got to read off these numbers here. I mean, he had 6-5 against Atlanta. He had 6 fouls, so he was in foul trouble the entire night. Games before that, 22-13, 14-9, 12-10, 18-14, 16-9, 16-13. Last game against Toronto, we only played 20 minutes because he was in foul trouble. He still had a double-double in 20 minutes of playing time. It's plus 250. I'll go with Wiseman double-double as my prop.
All right.
Wait, so what's your prop?
Durant.
Okay.
Jalen.
Well, I'll bet both. Double. Somebody's going to have to win the ball.
Yeah, like, I mean, Durant's that's what I said. Wiseman's at 250. I think Bagley's at like 252. Durant's coming off the bench. His is going
to
be.
Durant might be like 12-1, 14-1.
Yeah, like we're going to get so much value. And the thing is, those two have to battle with Jakupertl. If Durant plays staggered minutes, he's probably going to get nobody challenging him for boards.
Thaddeus Young.
Yeah, like what? I'm so good.
I'm just saying. I mentioned it before. If you want to parlay Durant double double with Reeves double double, and you have a 12-1 parlayed with an 11-1, you have my blessing.
Yeah,
$20 to win.
So we have Wiseman, Durant, Richards, Olenek, Reeves.
Richards
Vanderbilt.
Would have been my prop if they had lines listed, but they don't have a line listed.
Giannis triple double. Like, there's a lot of ways you can go with this today, guys. So many ways.
Are we round robining a 7-pick?
Oh, I am 100% putting something. I don't know what it's gonna be yet, but it's gonna be something put together for sure.
I bet Giannis straight at 13-1 for triple double because I found one book that just has the most absurd line imaginable. So I had to bet that, but whatever.
All right. Anything else for people, Scott, before we go?
Not really. Munaf is like half blackmailing, extorting the chat into liking the show because he's threatening to not have a show tomorrow. So I don't know if I'm working tomorrow. That's up to Munaf. I'll keep that in mind. I might have time off. I might not. So keep an eye out for the NBA show or don't. Who knows? But I'll be watching college basketball tonight. A lot of NBA games on the card too. I'll be watching hockey. Let's go Islanders. Besides that, find me on Twitter, Rice Show Radio. I'll be doing a tennis podcast some point this weekend.
All right. You guys know where I'm at @reallyreal_. Make sure you support all the podcasts on the network. Support my new podcast, Heartwood Culture Podcast. Dropped the episode today. I believe that's online, actually. I know it's on Spotify. Apple takes forever. So it might not be. Oh, no, it is on Apple. There it goes. So I'll have to tweet that out after I get finished this. But you can actually go check that out now. 20-minute show, gave out some NBA picks, NBA prop. college basketball prop. Please, please help support this. We have a lot of people that listen to this show, like a lot of people that listen to this show. So I just need like half of y'all to come over to my show. Like, that's it. So come on, come to the dark side. And I had a great intro to the show today. You should go listen. And if you know, you know. Just if you know, you know. That's all I'm saying.
Important question. Do you have an outro for that show?
No, I do not. I do the same thing that I'm,
you know?
Yes, I do the same thing that I'm about to do right now. And I'm just going to tell you to subscribe to everything. You can subscribe to NBA Gambling Podcast and follow us on Twitter. And then I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say that I have no other idea of how I'm in the podcast. I'm just into like this. We are out of here. Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna